Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of technology, untangling the wires of the web, and bringing you the shiny bits of knowledge coated in a layer of fun. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of tech.
And I'm Jamie, your fellow explorer and question asker. Today, we're pulling back the curtain on something that's both an art and a science, UI design.
That's right, Jamie. We're talking about the principles that make an interface not just look good, but work beautifully. It's about creating a seamless experience where usability, accessibility, and aesthetics blend together like the perfect tech cocktail.
Ooh, I like cocktails. But Alex, when we talk about UI design, it sounds a bit intimidating, especially for someone who might not have a design degree.
Ah, but that's the beauty of it, Jamie. You don't need a design degree to grasp these principles. It's for anyone who cares about crafting great user experiences. Developers, product managers, even tech enthusiasts.
So what's on the menu for today's tech cocktail?
First up, we have clarity. Imagine you're using an app and you know exactly what to do next without thinking twice. That's clarity in action.
Like when I use my favorite coffee ordering app. It's so easy, it almost makes my coffee appear by magic.
Exactly. Now, sprinkle in some consistency, where layouts, colors, and interactions feel familiar, and you've got a recipe for success.
Consistency. So, like when every submit button looks the same and I don't end up accidentally launching a rocket when I just want to send an email.
Precisely. No accidental rocket launches here. Next, we stir in feedback. Every action you take should have a clear response. Click a button, get a delightful ding or a visual cue.
Oh, like the little vibration my phone gives me when I take a photo. It's like it's saying, "Got it, buddy."
You've got it, buddy. Now, let's not forget about affordance and accessibility. Buttons should look clickable, and the interface should be usable by everyone, everywhere.
Accessible design is like making sure everyone can enjoy the party, right?
Spot on, Jamie. And to keep the party going, we need to ensure our UI performs well, is secure, and can scale as it grows.
I remember reading something about Netflix and how they're masters of consistent UI across devices. That's got to be a Herculean task.
Absolutely. Netflix ensures that their playback interface is intuitive, whether you're on a smart TV or a smartphone. It's all about that immediate feedback and maintaining trust with the user.
Trust is huge, but how do you test for all of this? It sounds like a lot.
Testing is crucial. You start with unit tests for individual components, move on to integration tests to ensure everything works together, and then conduct end-to-end tests for the whole user journey.
And let me guess, we keep an eye on performance and accessibility the whole time?
You're catching on fast. Plus, modern UI teams monitor experience quality, not just uptime. Tools like Lighthouse and Axe DevTools become your best friends.
This is all fascinating, Alex, but it seems like a lot to keep track of. How do you stay on top of it all?
It's all about building a scalable design system and integrating testing and performance checks into your development pipeline. Keep learning and iterating. Design is a continuous process.
Continuous learning. I can get behind that. And it sounds like whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting, there's always something new to discover in UI design.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Jamie. And hey, for our listeners out there, why not take on a challenge? Try redesigning a simple form page using these principles. Pay attention to clarity, consistency, feedback, and accessibility. Test its performance and see how you can improve.
Oh, I'm definitely trying that. And when I'm done, it'll be the best darn contact form in the West.
I don't doubt it, Jamie. And with that, it's time to wrap up today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed this journey through the principles of UI design as much as we have.
Don't forget to hit subscribe if you haven't already. Share this podcast with your tech-loving friends and leave us a review to let us know what you think.
Until next time, keep designing, keep developing, and keep exploring. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Thanks for listening to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.